Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 38 for Friday, August 28th. I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday, as a rally in Chicago soy oil and the world crude oil markets spilled over to provide support. Canola was up by $3 to $6. The November contract up $4.90 at $477.70 per ton. After posting large losses earlier this week, some of the buying interest was also tied to position evening ahead of the weekend. Harvest-delaying rains in parts of western Canada were another supportive feature, with traders still keeping some weather premiums in the market for the time being. While this year's smaller canola crop should lead to demand rationing down the road, farmers are expected to be active sellers once the harvest eventually picks up, and that did temper the advances. A generally bearish technical outlook was also thought to be keeping a lid on the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are up, wheat down, and corn narrowly mixed. Soybeans 2 to 7 cents higher today, the November contract up 6 at $8.85 per bushel. Advances in crude oil pulled many oilseed markets higher, and soy oil posted the largest gains in the soy complex. The concerns over an economic slowdown in China that have led to a volatile week in the global financial markets were also thought to be easing up somewhat by Friday. Improving export demand contributed to the gains in beans. While weather forecasts do remain reasonably favorable across the Midwest, ideas that it's starting to look a little too warm and dry in some areas were also supportive, as the crops could use a little more moisture at this stage to help in pod filling. Corn, it was also supported by today's rally in crude oil, but ran into resistance and finished within a penny of unchanged. The December contract steady at $3.75 per bushel. Early harvest operations are now underway in the southern Delta region of the U.S., and that kept the lid on the corn market. Wheat was 4 to 8 cents lower, the December contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.84 per bushel. News that the U.S. missed out on yet another Egyptian tender put early pressure on the wheat market, as U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally. Ample world supplies and bearish technicals were also at play, with speculators thought to be adding to their already large short positions as wheat futures touched fresh contract lows today. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, August 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington.